I'm joined by the fire chief of the Burlington Fire Department, Matt Traxel, and the deputy chief, Nathan Toops. We're talking about a brand new fire station that is going to be on the ballot for the November 7th election. It would be constructed at 2100 North Roosevelt Avenue and serve the northwest part of the city. Matt, how much is the current response time to serve that part of the city right now, and how much will you be improving it by having this new station?
Those calls, those are handled out of Central Fire Station, so about a six-minute, you know, response time, when the national standard is 4 minutes.
Okay, and so the quicker you can get there, those every second counts, doesn't it, when you're either going to a fire, but obviously you actually, I think 90% of your calls or more are actually ambulance calls, aren't they?
That's right. So, yeah, primarily that it will impact our ambulance calls, but fire calls as well.
Yeah.
Both of them have that same standard that we follow. It's a 4 minute, you know, you need to get there within 4 minutes of driving, 4 minutes of drive time. So
if your house is on fire, 4 minutes seems like a long time, doesn't it?
Seems like forever. Yeah.
If you're having a heart attack, 4 minutes also seems like a long time. Obviously this is a fire station that will be actually a better, in many ways, a better fire station, because it'll be include some things you don't have on either of the other two fire stations. Is that right?
Yeah, so we're really thinking about, you know, making them better for the firefighters, you know, in the design phase. So there, you'll see like a decontamination room there in the station. So when you come back from a fire call, you know, they got to get their gear off. They have to get their gear washed, dried. The firefighter has to take a shower, get clean clothes on. So the way the station flows, it's very easy to do that without going inside the actual fire station and decontaminating or contaminating your living areas. And also, if you see the site and how we have the station laid out on there, there's kind of a spot in there that I call it, it's kind of park-like. It's a relaxing area in between calls where you can go, you know, interact a little with nature, you know, take a breather.
Now, how big will this fire station be? Nathan, how big is it going to be?
I believe it's a little over 10,000 square feet.
Okay. Total. And we have two trucks there, one truck, or you obviously have an ambulance there, and or an ambulance and one truck, or why don't you tell me?
That's right. It's two bays, so I'll have an ambulance and a fire engine in there. Maybe two ambulances. We would put a reserve
in
there.
How many firemen would be in for any given shift?
Yeah, so it's going to start with the two that we have now out at station, our station three, I put that in quotes. It's not a real station, but we have two guys out there now, or two people that have just an ambulance with them now. So it'll start out, it'll have different depending on the day of the week what our staffing is.
You'll rotate staff depending
on
what you need.
Can, yeah, we're definitely going to look at our staffing model. I mean, right now we have no option. Two people is all you could possibly put in there.
Right. But again, with this new station, there will be potentially more room to do stuff that you need to do.
We're building it for five.
You know, we were talking about decontamination. I know we had the Maui fire that took place, and they were talking about all of the, you know, the fact is it wasn't safe for those people to go back, and they had to have a breathing apparatus and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I think a fire really does. There's an awful lot of chemicals that come off when you're fighting a fire. Is that right, Nathan?
Oh, yeah, tremendous. You know, in today's day and age, what we call modern materials, they're just synthetic. There's more plastic materials than ever put into everything that they make today. You know, your couches, your mattresses, the furnishings on your walls. It's very toxic when it becomes on fire.
And so decontamination is something. And decontamination, what do you do at the other stations?
Yeah, so we do have washers and dryers. Now to go to take a shower, you walk right through the middle of the fire station down to the restrooms. The way this station will flow is you go into the decon room, you take off your gear, you hang it up. There's a door where you ride into the shower room. You drop your stuff, take a shower.
It's just going to be more. It's going to be more user friendly, so to speak.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, and so the other stations we've made do with, you know, we've got brought in the gear dryer or washers and dryers. But they weren't built with that in mind, so the flow of how you do that is totally different than this station will be.
And again, this is a fire station that will, as you said, serve the northwestern, primarily the northwestern part. But that's about 6,000 of the 6,000 residents? Is that the in your model that you have? Is that right?
Yeah, it's something close to a third of the population.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it really does. It covers, it gives you a whole lot more efficiency in terms of what you're doing. Is that right? And this also frees up, again, how many firemen do you have total in the department right now?
There's 48 counting the three that work, 40-hour work weeks, but 45 what I would call line firefighters.
And firefighters typically work a 24-hour shift. Is that right?
That's right. 24 on, 48 off.
And 24. How many calls in a typical 24-hour day? Do you have an average of that? How many there actually is?
You would ask that question this morning. Yeah, we do have a number for that right off the top of our heads. You can't think of it right now.
It's somewhere around 16 calls. I just did the report for September. We had 500 calls, so exactly 500. Divide that by 30, and that would be up to, I can't do that math right now. Is that 15?
Yeah, probably.
15 calls.
It's about, yeah.
Somewhere
in
there.
Yeah,
but there's days where you do 5 calls, and there's days where you do 30. I wish you could schedule our calls out. It would be a lot easier to run a fire department, but, you'll go hours and hours without a call, and then you'll have 3 or 4 or 5 going on at one time.
And most of these, as I mentioned, most of these are ambulance calls. Is that right? And again, but quickness and speed and response time, that's whether a fire or whether it's an ambulance call, the faster you get there, the better the circumstances are. Is that right?
That's right. A lot of people, they really equate that to like muscle. Time is muscle. So your heart, if you're having a heart attack, the sooner we can get there and do an intervention, we could save some heart muscle. Brain, if you're having a stroke, the sooner we can get an intervention going.
You have, out of the firefighters, how many are actual paramedics out of all of the fire staff? Do you know?
It fluctuates as firefighters come and go. So we just had some retire,
And then right.
And as we bring on new recruits, we'll train them up to that level. So right now, it's not, we don't have 45 paramedics, but they have to, if you're being hired now,
you have to go through the training to be a paramedic.
Correct.
So an EMT just isn't, I know EMTs were one part of it at one time, but now you have to go with the step up from there. Is that right?
That's right. And so all of the ambulances that we staff every day, they'll have an EMT and a paramedic at a minimum. A lot of times it's paramedic on there, but we don't, unless we were down to 5 ambulances out the door, which is the most that we could staff at a time. If we just have the 3, you'll have a paramedic every
You've
time.
Also got, and I know I was talking with Chad Bird about this, you have cooperative agreements, though, with West Burlington and other fire departments. Mm-hmm. Is that right? So in other words, you can call upon them to help you out if you need help. Is that right?
That's right. And that really mostly pertains to the fire side. When we have a fire.
Right.
When it comes to the EMS side, it's we're talking about maybe Superior, which they specialize in taking transfers. So they're often in Iowa City or on the road somewhere. Then we're looking at Mediapolis. The ammunition plant has an ambulance that they do let us. We've called them. They have a really small department out there, so you're taking 50% of their crew when you take an ambulance out of there. So,
but again, it is. Again, the voting is coming up November 7th. It is the vote is, it says it basically to build and construct a fire station as it at. I'm not sure exactly how the wording is on that, but I know that. The understanding when I talked to Chad was that they projected was about 63 cents or so per $1,000 assessed valuation. But Chad also said he's going to try and do what he can to try and find some wiggle room in there and bring that number down. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. So there's a lot of grant opportunities, and most of them were, until we have a project in process, you can't apply for the grant. So there will be that. And again, this is projected for, 2, maybe 3 years out to completion. So it's not necessarily today's numbers. Now, hopefully when we actually do the bidding, they'll come in lower than what the estimates are.
And the quicker the response time to your particular location, as my house, as I said, mm-hmm. I'm about three blocks from you, from the fire station, the quicker the response time. I think it also has some effect. I think that response time does have an effect on property insurance, doesn't it?
It does, depending on what insurance that you carry. And then some of that won't be realized until a time period passes, because they use experience, fire experience. So it's hard to explain.
If you get there quick,
yeah, you'll have good fire outcomes. And then over time, insurance companies will be like, wow, houses here.
Okay.
You know, when they catch on fire, they don't have as much loss.
Okay,
so
it takes
your rate.
But the response, knowing the response time is going to be much quicker is a very good thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know also a lot of these, we're talking about a string of fires that we had that happened last year on Christmas Eve. No working smoke detectors on any of the fires. No fire insurance or no property insurance on any of those fires. And it seems... The other thing is that the fire department, you will put in smoke detectors anywhere. Is that right?
That's right. Yep. Just give us a call, 753-839-8390, and we'll get you set up.
So there's no reason to not have a working smoke detector or smoke detectors in your home. Is that right? Yeah. It's anyway, vote's November 7th. Again, it's a vote yes, it's a yes or no vote, is that right?
That's right. The actual language allows the city to borrow up to $7 million. So all the stuff that we're out there presenting, the station layout, the location, those are all preliminary. You're not necessarily saying this is where it goes and this is the station we build.
If they want to see or get more information on this, can they go to your website or the city website? What's the best thing to do, Nate?
Yeah, there's a couple options. There's a city website, and we have a fire department tab. And if you click the fire department tab, it also kind of points you in the direction of this Station 3 project. We also have a Facebook page that has a lot of good information you can go to.
But this will be a very big improvement for the fire station overall, right?
A huge addition to the fire department. So, yeah, there's other couple options too. We do have the open house come up. We have coffee with a firefighter on the 21st, and then it's the what date is that, Nate?
24th.
The 24th, we have an open house at Central Fire Station, where you're welcome to come down,
take a look at all the designer drawings.
And we'll be there with the designer. Chad Bird's been coming to those, so been very, very helpful. People come down if they have a lot of questions or any questions, they can stop in. They also look around the fire station, the museum, and just hang out with us. It's fine.
Brand new fire station in 2100 North Roosevelt Avenue, and again, serving the northwest part of the city. It is Matt Trexel, Nathan Toops. Matt is the fire chief. Nathan is the deputy chief. And again, this is a big project, but a big addition to the fire station, and saving lives and saving homes. Pretty good thing, isn't it?
Yeah.